meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beaman, Vincent's Parks. Have some numbers on the pool. We've been open for 26 days. We are closed for 3 half-days of that time. Our gate of people coming through, we've had 14,927, which puts us about 574 a day. Our concession income is about 25,708, which is about 988 a day. And our income at the gate is 38,579, which is about 1483 a day. We've had 2 days of over 900, 5 days or 3 days of over 800, 4 days of over 7, 2 over 6, 2 over 5, and then our low was like 120. So the pool's been very busy, but we've also, I don't have expenses, but we also spend a lot of money on salaries. We have a lot of guards that we like to keep in all the areas. When you have that many people, you have to have coverage. And with a larger pool and more deck space and more areas, not deck space, but more areas need covered in the old pool. And then with this hot weather, our chemicals, chlorine goes pretty fast daily. So the try, we had a really good turnout. We had 160 participants, which was down from last year, but you can never tell what's going to happen from year to year. This was the first year that the Vincent's Parks took it over. We started with $13,000 that we had transferred over from our non-permanent fund to Community Foundation. After all of our bills, well, we have one bill outstanding, but we've brought in $26,000. So I think this last bill may be a little bit like $2,000 of our, so we should have made about $11,000, $10,000. So that'll be nice that we'll transfer that monies back to our non-permanent fund and then do the same thing next year. I want to say thank you to Karen Lane and her committee. I was part of that. They did an outstanding job. We couldn't have done it without that group. We've been involved for the last 10 years, but never at this level of participation, and there's a lot that goes into it, so we're really pleased with it. The Four Lakes Project, the money that the RDC is providing for us, things are moving along. I talked to Larry Donovan this morning, who was working on the bid process for the shelter house and the spray park. Hopefully by our next board meeting in July, we'll be able to bid those out. We're working with JP on the asphalt, and I think that'll be in August or September is what we've kind of talked about. That'll be a real nice out there. John Balthus has contacted us. John's mother used to teach special ed at Clark, and he would like to put two fishing pads, handicap pads, out at Four Lakes. These are concrete pads. They've got like a 3.5-foot rail that'll allow people in wheelchairs access to the lake. Talking to Larry Donovan now about design of those. He's talked to Jones and Sons about maybe a concrete, getting some sort of a discount on that. So we're working on that to put it part of that project. This Thursday, Bridgepoint and Pace will be out at the pool from 12 to 3 p.m. for a food drive for the Salvation Army. If you bring a canned food item, you'll get in for $1 during that time frame. Tomorrow is Art in the Park at Leicester Square. Tomorrow evening is the Vinsu Horseshoe League out at Gregg Park. That meets every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. until August. They're running about 30 to 40 guys that are pitching shoes. And then next month, next week, is National Park and Rec Month, and we encourage everyone to come out to our four parks that we have and enjoy what Vincent's has to offer.
Great.
Thanks.
Next, Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. About halfway through the year here, our incident numbers are right around 5,700, which is pretty normal. Like we've talked about in the past, we have started to see our hot part of the season uptick here with summer hitting and a lot of dry weather, so the guys have been hopping, keeping pretty busy. As far as our hiring process, I know I've tried to keep you up on what's going on there. We had a couple setbacks. We were hoping to get some people filled in there, and again, it's a long process and there's a lot of testing that goes on, so we did have a little bit of a setback. We have given a conditional offer of employment to an officer who is up completing the perf testing, and we should hear back just any time so that we can get that guy going. And again, on the other ones, we're just waiting on some information back from contractors that we use to do some of our testing. I was going to mention National Night Out's coming up Tuesday, July the 26th. It's a free night out at Rainbow Beach. We have a lot of giveaways there. We give away bicycles and car seats and a lot of goodies, and gives people an opportunity to meet with the officers, especially some of the new guys that they may not know. And everybody just kind of come together on a common ground for a free night, free hot dogs. And we're looking forward and kind of ramping up to get that going. We did move it up a week this year because we often had a conflict with the schools on their Meet Your Teacher night. So we're hoping this date will work out a little better for us. And lastly, I'd say, you know, we're preparing for 4th of July weekend and the parade and the fireworks festivities. So we're ready to go.
Good.
Thank you.
Street Department. Mr. Bryce.
Yeah, Street Department's been busy mowing, weeding, painting, stripes and curbs, and getting things ready for the 4th.
And it ought to be mentioned that I think it looks nice on Willow and Hart and 6th Street where it's nicely mowed is because of the Street Department.
Great, yeah, and the striping and all that really looks great. Nose to minute they got into town.
City Engineer.
I've been working on the, we've been shortlisted more or less for the Main Street project by NDOT for the 2021 call for projects, and we have the presentation tomorrow at 3:00, so the mayor and I will be headed down there to give our spiel to NDOT on why we think it's a good project. Cable Road Extension is underway. The sanitary sewer is underway. We have the asphalt cleared out and the stone cleared out, and I think they're going to be starting storm sewer this week and then back on the sanitary sewer this week. And I've been working on the community crossings applications, which is the 50-50 grant program that NDOT has this year with the special load distribution. And that deadline has been pushed back to July 29th with an award sometime in the middle of August. So it's kind of changed our forecast this year. We're looking to start the project this fall, allow the contractor to complete concrete work over the winter. That's a good incentive for bids also. A lot of contractors are starving for work over the winter time, so this will be kind of a lucrative piece. And then in the spring, they'll come back and finish the remainder of the asphalt once the concrete's done.
We have no old business. Move on to new business. First is Sweat and Santa 5K and banner request, Salvation Army. She could not be here, but she gave us the information. And it's the same route and everything that they had last year.
And Chief, you saw the you saw the route on this 5K, Chief. Did you see that?
They didn't have any problems last year.
Okay.
So I think it's okay.
All right.
And the banner dates are good.
Right. We all love the Salvation Army. I'll make a motion that we approve the Sweat and Santa 5K and banner request for August 6th for the run itself and for banner locations on Hart Street from the 11th through the 25th of July and the 18th through August 1st on Washington Avenue.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is handicap parking sign at 529 South 5th Street, Betty Lou Salter.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Lisa Westfall. I'm here for Betty Salter.
Okay. Okay.
And we are asking for a handicap sign at the corner of 5th and Bio by 29 South 5th Street. We have paper from her doctor, Dr. Kringenberg. And is there anything else you need?
You know there's a fee?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that that to be paid tonight or when the clerk's done?
You can pay it in the clerk's office tomorrow. They have to do utility locates before they put a sign in, so.
Pardon?
They'll have to do utility locates before they put a sign in, so it'll take a couple days to get the sign
okay.
up. But.
Well, we're not in a big hurry, but she needs it.
Sure. So we'll make a motion to approve the erecting of a handicap parking sign at 529 South 5th with accompanying medical indication.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And you just give that letter to?
Yeah, Paul is fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Mm. Next is United Way banner, Mark Hill.
Yeah, I will designate my president and my bosses here, my president and vice president of the United Way board.
And soon to be president.
And soon to be president. Matter
my
of days.
The reign of terror will soon end. The United Way is asking the Board of Works for the placement of banners to coincide with the kickoff of the 2016 fundraising campaign, which we do every year. We would like to have one banner on 2nd Street the week of August 29th, and we'd like to have one banner on Washington Avenue, and one on Hart Street the week of September 6th.
Sounds like a great idea for me, and I don't even think I have to abstain. We have brand new banners, by the way, Bryce. We have
yes.
Really nice banners that we'll deliver, so custom made for the street department. So I'll make a motion that we approve the banner location for United Way kickoff drive as described.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you tomorrow.
Next is Vince's levy improvement change order. Matt swore Matt cannot be here, but you should have the information in your packet. What happened was they had to set up some pumps and stuff to do some work to reline a pipe, and the river came up, so they had to cancel that work, but we still need to pay for the pumps and stuff that were rented. So this is a change order to pay for that, and then somewhere in the near future when it's drier, they'll try to.
So is there a dollar amount that needs to be in the
change was 12.
$12,280.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve the change order as described by the mayor for Southern Indiana Development Corporation in the amount of $12,280.
Second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is LHS Homecoming. September 23rd, Riverfront Pavilion and Street Closure.
Thank you, gentlemen. You're all familiar with the request that we put through on this every year, and the committee that puts things together pretty much wants to keep doing things the same way we have been. our request basically includes the use of the pavilion for the event on the 23rd, and then the street closings of 1st Street from Busser into Broadway from 7 a.m. Friday until 4 a.m. Saturday, and then closing of Busser and Street from 1st to 2nd from noon on Friday until 4 a.m. on that Saturday, which we usually work out with the street department when the barricades are put up, but invariably we always have to have somebody man those gates because parade floats come down through there. We got to move the gates so that they can get the parade in there, and we also try to work it out so that anybody who's at the Dots restaurant can get in and out throughout the day too.
Right.
So actually we end up only closing the street off halfway so that people can still get through here. So that's where I don't think we're looking at using the stage and putting it out on the street this year. I don't believe we're going to look at getting a band. The last couple of years we've done without the band, and I think most people prefer it that way. So,
okay.
Other than that, we work with the police department. That worked out well 2 years ago when we had a little bit higher police officer present around the parade lineup area. It kept the congestion and mm-hmm. people going the wrong way down the streets and such forth working out better. Last year we had extra barricades because of the all the cones for Second Street were still out there, so that stuff all got recycled and put to use during the homecoming event. But but again, I think if we use the work with Dusty and the high school people, we can make things work.
Yeah. Okay, good. Bryce, you're okay with everything? All right, we'll make a motion to approve the street closures and the use of the waterfront pavilion as described by Mr. Vermillion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Dick.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Next is parking issue, 121 North 2nd Street, Wabash Valley Vacuum, Larry Lashaw.
Start with, I want to say that Second Street project was a beautiful job, guys.
It was.
And I tell you, I had people coming, I call them, how'd I get there? Come to my back door in the alley. So we had good, pretty fair business after all. But the problem is now I'm having as the mayor's aware of, those signs out there that said 15-minute parking, nobody pays any attention to them. And most of my people are older people. Mm-hmm. And I tell them to call first and I'll come get their stuff, but they ain't gonna do that. Mm-hmm. And I need a couple handicapped parkings out there in front, you know, maybe where they north them or something. I don't know. I'm glad to pay for them, whatever it costs. I don't care.
Well, you know, we tried to lower the signs and that didn't make any difference. We lowered your signs because they were 9 foot in the air. I parked there once because I didn't even see it. And we've lowered them. That hasn't made a difference, or?
Not that big of a difference. They don't pay no attention to it.
No.
So it's really hurting me. Okay. I've been there 31 years.
Mm.
Okay. And it's
kicking me hard.
Okay. And they call the police department. And
some of the problem is that people are parking at Procopio's for lunch. Is that's the issue? Is that?
Yeah, they're parking there and they don't pay no attention to it.
Right.
So, you know, I'd love to have something done because it's.
Can I add something there,
Mayor?
Yeah. Sure, come on up to the microphone if you would.
What the problem is that the older folks are carrying in sewing machines and vacuum cleaners.
Right.
And they can't get them to the door. They either got to come to us and then we go out to them. And I mean, to me, I mean, it's fair parking for everybody. You know, something needs to be done for these elderly people who is our business, and he's been there the longest of anybody.
We have a neighborhood problem, is yes. what I would say, you know.
Well, however it is, I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, you know, respectable is respectable as
sure.
far as I, as far as
right.
I'm concerned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there anything you can do as far as?
So the spots that the signs that we're talking about are for pickup for that's for his park,
right.
His business.
Right, it's like 9 to 5 daily, right?
It says 9 to 5, 15-minute parking, so people can come in and come out. So they're not. It's not Procopio signs; they're your signs,
right.
But people are ignoring those.
Right.
Okay, and then don't we have a handicap parking in front of Procopio's, or what do we have
down? It's down by Procopio's.
Okay.
Well, and as the mayor asked before, if we were paying for those signs,
right.
He told me that he was not
right.
at the time, but he's more than happy to pay for them now.
Right.
He didn't know that you had to pay for signs.
Right.
There's a yearly fee for. Can we enforce that? Parking and the signs.
The problem with
right.
I don't know when 15 minutes started
or ends. Right.
So that's the difficult part of trying to do any kind of enforcement with the time. Because we, like used to when we had years ago, when we would have a meter made and have the meters there, the time limit stuff make it a little bit easier. But we don't have that type of situation now. So it's very difficult to enforce.
Same thing if you make it handy.
An officer there for the amount of
right.
time.
Sure.
If you make it handicapped too, any handicapped
right.
person could park there. It wouldn't just be your customer too.
Right,
so.
Right.
They'll pay for a vacuum shop only then for that time. I gladly pay yeah. for it.
Does it not have your address on it?
No.
So, I mean, is that an alternative to make a sign that says 15-minute parking?
The thing we used to do was the loading zone. It's not a parking spot anymore for any of the time. You're not there picking up or dropping off.
Yeah. Oh.
But then after hours?
Well, there's a time limit.
Okay.
Loading zone 9 to 5 or something. Yeah, right. What about that, Bryce? Do you think that's some?
I didn't understand you.
How about if we made a one spot the loading zone?
We could make one spot and call it a loading zone.
Good, yeah.
Then it would, you know, it would have a different kind of designation. It might
try anything, see.
Yeah,
it's got to be better than what it is.
Right, because I know I agree with Mr. Blinn. I don't think calling it a handicap spot or anything is going to, because then anybody can park there for any reason, you know. So it's not really going to help. Let's try that.
Yeah.
One other thing that Lou King knows, if you try to get in that alley, I can't pull in that alley. If somebody has to come in off Broadway, ambulance or
why is that?
They got that blocked off where you can't get in there.
The alley's blocked?
The alley, if you need to come in off of Broadway, I can't even pull in there at the truck pickup.
Because it's not wide enough or what?
Oh, they got
They
get everything parked.
Oh, I see. The people
that need to be checked
there.
On, you know, for
okay.
In case somebody needs to.
Okay, so we're gonna recommend. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna make a motion that the sign at 121 North 2nd Street be changed from a 15-minute parking Monday through Friday 8 to 5 sign to a loading zone sign during the same time period.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
We'll try that and see what happens.
Thanks, guys. Let's appreciate it.
Keep us posted.
Next is curb cut request, 29 North 1st Street. Alan.
They contacted me and asked if I could, since I was going to be here, if I could be here for the request. I met with them last week and discussed details, and they've seen the details before, so they have the details. They're ready to go. They just need approval on this curb cut location.
And what's the, and that's for a personal use garage?
Right. It would be very similar to Mr. Miller's garage on 2nd Street.
Okay.
Be between those two buildings.
On the opposite right. Side of the block.
Yeah, it's a grass, kind of a grassy lot right now, and there's like a faux wall back
uh-huh.
there. That's where that garage is going to go.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the curb cut request by Mizak and Palmer at 29 North 1st Street with the agreed upon clearance by the city engineer.
Yeah, there's drawings attached to the request.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thanks, JP. Next is closing Patrick Henry Drive from July 4th, fence firefighters.
Good evening, Justin Lowe, Vincent's Firefighters. Just here to request my annual shutting down of Patrick Henry Drive from Vigo to 1st, and then, or Vigo to 2nd, and then 2nd to 1st, and then Market Street from 2nd to 1st, and still, of course, leaving 2nd Street open, just the drives there for the vendors for the 4th of July.
What's the time frame on that, Justin?
I told them to come in the morning, so we'd like to get 8 o'clock till midnight, I guess.
Okay.
Most of them won't set up that early. Most of them come back in the afternoon, early afternoon to catch
right.
the parade crowd.
Sure.
But that way some of them, you know, BD will usually be there early, set up his big booth there. So.
Okay.
Have the porta pots down there too.
Yeah, got Godfrey's already contracted, and then PCA is providing 30 of their cardboard things.
Great. Okay, I make a motion that we approve the closing of the Patrick Henry Drive as described from 8 a.m. to midnight on the 4th of July for the Vincent's Firefighters project.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
Next is Time Warner Cable, fiber cable build. John or Dan?
John Fedorki with CSU.
John.
And been issued a project to build a fiber link for production of Time Warner Cable for Verizon, starting at Water Tower on campus at Chestnut and Harrison, proceeding up Chestnut to Lindale, Lindale to Park. Now, I do have another set of maps if you...
I think we've got one in here.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Park up to Minneapolis, Minneapolis to 6th, and then across to Wheatland and back to Old Wheatland, back to the tower, cell tower that's at that location.
And that's in three different phases, correct?
That's how I received it, yeah, yes.
Okay.
Three phases probably take 3 to 4 weeks, depending upon whether...
The full project will take 3 to 4 weeks?
Yeah. Okay. There's about 4,600 feet of underground construction, 7,000 feet of overhead construction, and email with Mr. Sprague. I did speak with Andrew Young at the university at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and he expressed some concerns that he had about us going up and down Chestnut. They were concerned about our overhead attachments, because apparently they've made a request with Duke to go ahead and take those down, beautify. Apparently that's the last overhead route or overhead facilities on campus.
Okay.
So they're looking to drop those at some point. I don't really know the time frame. And, of course, the underground concerns, the steam tunnels on campus and some communication lines.
Okay.
Discuss that. So they're going to... he's going to go back to his folks and talk about our attachments and our progress. And I'm here to answer any questions you might have as far as this goes. We'll be using directional drill technology, so there won't be any open trenching.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Now, as far as street cuts and whatnot, I did get your attachment, and I saw, you know, that's fairly standard. We would cut the road if we had to spot utilities. Primarily gas and water might be the most common in the right-of-way, in the right-of-way. And then we would obviously repair that per the specs that sent me back. Once we get onto 6th Street, we applied for a state permit. We're going to have some traffic issues there. We're going to have... typical signage. We'll have an arrow board and not lane closures. It'll be a moving lane closure. That'd probably be about the most disruptive portion.
So when will this be starting?
Dependent upon when we can get permits and locates. We are prepared to start the week after the 4th.
Okay.
I still need to call in utility locates, and I should have a rare scheduling. But
so some of the work is still pending the university's approval, or you've met what they expect?
I met with them, and they're going to go back and talk it over.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It's kind of a catch-22 situation. If we were to go underground the entire route, and then they were to Duke and everybody else got their facilities, we would be possibly in their way.
I see.
So, and then if we attach, we would be just one more attachment on that pole line, which has quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And when everybody goes underground, it's going to be an ordeal.
Okay.
I'm working on a project right now where we've got 19 conduits going in the ground up in northern Indianapolis. It's just everybody. Wow. Everybody chose that road to go down. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We would start first, with our underground construction, boring conduits from where Duke has allowed us to attach, complete the underground portions, and then bring our overhead crew in to set anchors, strand, and then pull the fiber through the conduits and attach to the strand. Don't know at the moment if I'm going to be placing any handholds. Handholds are underground grade level vaults, 2-foot by 3-foot, where we pull fiber in underground. They're everywhere, but you really don't see them. I don't know that we're going to be placing any in this particular project, because more so up towards Old Wheatland. But if I do have any, so you'll, if you have any concerns, we could.
Okay. John, do you have any questions or concerns, or?
The only request I would have, technically, you know, it's our right of way through BU. So if you make a motion to approve, I'd recommend that you make a motion to approve as long as he accommodates VU's request as well.
Right.
That way.
Okay.
That works out. Other than that, we'll just be in regular contact during this project. And he has a street cut permit for if he has to pothole utilities, like he was saying. And if we have to get into traffic control, he'll contact my office again and that coordinate.
So. Okay.
Yeah, I think we're in good shape.
All right. Okay, well, so I'll make a motion to approve the laying of a fiber cable for Time Warner, starting on the Vincennes University campus on Chestnut and ending at the cell tower next to Fulton Glass Road in 3 phases to last approximately a month, starting sometime a week after the 4th of July, pending clearance from Vincennes University officials.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
I'm sorry, would I be able to start on city property without?
Yes, yes, okay, yes. Right. I don't see a problem with that, then.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's all city property, yes. We just want you to be nice to BU. They're building a park, you know. It's like
next is parking lot entrance change, 609 bus run. Zach.
Here we are again.
Similar situation. He couldn't make it, so I was going to be here, so I told him I'd make the request. This curb cut is off of bus run.
Oh, okay.
Currently, and you should have a drawing for this also.
Right.
The existing curb cut is where the old drive-thru used to be. Mm-hmm. I think it was a Verizon
for the
gas building,
yeah,
or something. And he's basically moving it over to the other side of the property line. Mm-hmm. There's an AT&T vault manhole on one side and a power pole on the other, and the curb cut is going to go right in between those. I think we're looking about a 20-foot width for that one. And then the one going into the drive-thru will be closed. He's basically just moving it over, and then that'll become
part of the
patio
landscaping,
seating,
right,
area for Zach's.
Okay.
Will it be lined up in Dairy Queen?
It'll be pretty close to opposite that. Yeah.
Dairy Queen's got like half the block.
Yeah, they have a running,
right,
a running curb cut.
Yeah. Okay. Chief, you see any problems here or any traffic issues or? Okay.
And just for updates, he'll be he has a contractor on board to put sidewalk back. We'll be putting some in with 50/50, and
okay,
he'll be reconstructing the 6th Street opening that's been there for 6 months or so. This is the project that's going to get that done. So
right.
All that area should be.
So it's all going to be improved months. And landscaped. It'll be,
yep,
be a nice improvement to the area. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the parking lot entrance change to 609 bus run for the future Zach's restaurant as described by the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye. So, Mr. Mayor, I believe that our city clerk treasurer has asked to table the next two items.
Okay. We'll move on to the continued disclosure of city bonds. Basically, that's just this agreement that they file the paperwork that we need to file for disclosure reason for all our bond, which is like the pool. It says the RDC, but I don't know if they still have one. RDC.
Yeah.
And this was, we actually found out we had to do this when we did the pool a couple years ago, and they've done it since. It has to be done yearly.
So the motion is just to accept this
agreement with
Crowe. Okay. Okay. Okay, we'll make a motion to accept the presentation by Crowe Harwith as described by the mayor for disclosure of city bonds.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, all we need now is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.